What's up, the Nightcast podcaster family? This is me again, Jenny. Okay. The last podcast that I made was all about the TFCs, the toxic Filipino culture. But today we're discovering something important. Well, not to discover, but not to mention, this is one of the most anticipated events in our history here in the Philippines, in our lives too, because this will mark our future endeavors for the next 6 years. I hope you do know already, or you have an instance or an insight already about this one. This is the presidency, our presidential and senatorial elections, or the Philippine elections that will be held tomorrow. Okay, kawai-kawai sa mga registered voters dyan. Sa inyo, if you're a registered voter and is already ready for tomorrow, I hope and pray that each and every one of us are able to pick or choose the one that we think that will help our country amidst all of the calamities, phenomena, and other things that may suffice. I hope that God will let this person lead us into whatever is meant for us. Okay? So, there is a neutral side about that. Well, I'm on the pinkish side, okay? Alam niyo na, yung mga Pilipino dyan. I'm on the pinkish team, okay? And I know that there are blue teams, white teams, red and green teams, and others. But I don't invalidate y'all. But anyways, this is important because this is tomorrow already. And I'm so sorry for not being able to tackle this up on my last episodes because I was too busy, and I tried to open up my podcast again because I found a little bit of a time to relax. Yeah, to relax. And yeah, I hope that you understand my situation too, and I'm sure that I understand yours, or I'll understand yours if anything happens. Okay. So, today, presidential bets, senatorial bets, local election bets. So, let's talk about elections. The Philippine elections. Okay. As you all know, I'm a current third-year college. Okay. A third-year political science college student. Okay. Here in the Philippines. Okay. And the elections are in deep retrospect of what I am, or of what I am as a person, as a student, okay, who studies all about politics, okay. You know, guys, itong political agenda natin na ito, itong elections na ito, ang dami nagsasabing, Diyos ko, kahit sino naman umupo, ganun pa din kung hindi ka magtatrabaho. Well, may kakibat yun na tulong. Kung kayod ka ng kayod at hindi ka din umaasenso kasi mas pabigat pa yung mga sineset ng gobyerno na mahal na bilihin, ganyan, na kung ano-ano, diba? Eh, pero kung sa kabaligtaran naman na sila na ang nagbibigay ng good governance at ikaw hindi mo pa din tinutulungan ng sarili mo, doon din tayo magkakatalo. Doon din magkakaproblema. Kaya dapat, it's a two-way street na tutulungan mo siya, tutulungan ka din niya. And these elections, they're very important, especially for the citizens, no? There are two... Okay, so naging lecture mode na to. There are two modes, or may dalawang function ang government. Okay, nasa political law ito. Constituent and the ministrant function. Although, nakalimutan ko na ibang meaning ng mga yan, but the security peace and natural resources, or giving resources to its people, giving them aid, diba? Isa sa mga pangunahing isa sila sa mga pangunahing trabaho ng gobyerno. And if the government doesn't meet all of those expectations or all of those requirements, magkakaroon ng imbalance. Hindi pwedeng security and peace lang ang meron, wala ka namang may papakain sa buong bansa, diba? Wala kang may produce na economical value, wala kang may produce na resources. And on the other hand, kung puro ka resources, puro umaayon sa pagkain, umaayon sa mga goods, tapos wala kang security aid, wala kang peace, paano pag nilusob na ang country niyo, talo ka, talo ang bansa, talo ang mga tao. Kaya napaka-importante ng dalawang functions na yun sa buhay ng isang gobyerno at ng isang bansa. Those functions will give a reliable source to what a country or what a government should have or should do. Another thing is that beyond these functions, the fiscal policy of a country is really important. Fiscal policy meaning yung policies natin within other nations, within other countries, foreign relations speaking, nandun na yung palitan ng goods, nandun na din yung national security, nandun na din yung organizations and retrospect, nandun na rin yung binibigay nating tulong. Okay, foreign policies nga eh, yung fiscal policies natin included din doon. Kung wala kang plano or wala kang generate a plan within those policies would just remain policies, mere policies, na wala namang katuturan or walang pupuntahan. And if you did a plan or if you do something about that policy, it will have a positive effect, not only to you as a leader, but also to your constituents. Bakit ko sinasabi na itong mga functions na ito and itong mga policies, anong connect sa election? Yung pipiliin mo na iboboto, titignan mo yung background niya, kung ano ba ang kaya niyang gawin, kung ano bang naitulong niya before, kung naging senator ban siya, naging mayor, naging vice governor, or whatever that is. Whatever that is, titignan mo yung qualifications muna, okay? Sa voting nga, diba, we all have qualifications. You must be 18 years old on or before the said date of the election. And you must be a registered voter. Okay? 18 years old and above. Huh? Registered voter? Ano pa? Resident of the Philippines. Natural. Born and naturalized Filipinos, naturalized or natural born, ano ang pagkakaiba? You need to be a natural born Filipino in order to vote. Nasa suffrage yan. I think it's Article 5 of the 1987 Constitution. You can find it there. And yung suffrage natin na yan, yung natural born, the difference between natural born and naturalized people here in the Philippines are natural born, we were born and raised here in the Philippines, our mother and father are Filipinos, and our land is here. But if you're a naturalized person, you're a Filipino who was born and raised in Australia or America or something, and then you came home in the Philippines and you wanted to be a Filipino citizen, not a dual citizen, a Filipino citizen, so you can be naturalized, okay? You can change your citizenship into dual or naturalized way if you want to, if you're an American or an Australian citizen, right? But if you're a natural born, it means dito ka lumaki, dito ka tumira, dito ka pinalaki ng mga magulang mo, dito ka pinanganak. Yun ang importance ng citizenship. These elections are not just voting. A lot of people are being fanatic about their picks, their bets. But for me, I am a fan of that candidate for a certain reason. I fan her, or I'm a fan of her. I idolize her because of her ability to be a mom or to be a dad or whatever that is. I idolize that person because I can see from the perspective of a personal relationship, okay, or that person's personal relationship with his or her children is superb. But in the sense of working, in the sense of politics, that's a different point of view. I do not idolize that person, but I idolize that person's ability and skill to what? To do what is the right thing to do. To do what is right, or to do what is necessary for the country. To help other people, to know the laws, to know everything that is yearned and earned beyond. To know what humanity feels like. I idolize that, and I idolize how good the governance is. I idolize good governance, not the person. Okay? I can support that person all the way, but not to the extent point that I'm a fan. That even though that person already committed a crime or committed something that isn't worth it, I still continue to support it. I said to myself, kung magkakaroon man ng kamalian ang taong ito na wala namang direktang tama sa kanyang trabaho, or for an example, ito lang, isang parang issue lang na ito, pero kung yung issue na yun ay nakaka-apekto na sa kanyang pamumuno, ako mismo, iko-call out ko siya. Kahit ginoto ko pa siya. That's how a person should think. That's how a person in politics should think. And that's how politics work. We tackled all about that. Napag-aralan na namin yan, di ba? But not to be a narcissist and not to brag about those. But to inform you na, especially to my co-Filipinos na masyado ng bulag sa pagiging fan, na hindi na nila iniisip kung tama pa ba na iboto sila kahit na alam na nilang may hindi kaaya-aya sa kanila. Hindi lang sa personalidad, pero dun sa trabaho, sa ginagawa sa gobyerno. Yun ang tinitignan nila dapat. Who thinks that way, diba? What matters is how they do their job. Wala akong pakialam. I don't care if that person is too smart, too humble, too pretty, too handsome. Hindi yun magmamatter sa line ng trabaho niya. You cannot put the prettiest face on that line of work or the handsomest face on the line of work. But the skills, how they uphold their jobs, how they love their jobs, the passionate wants or the passion that they give, the passionate awesomeness of their lives, everything that they do, and in retrospect to what you are yearning in life, yun yung dapat mong tignan. There's a scale. There's a difference between fanaticism and yearning for good governance or owing to that. May magkaibang notion yon. Kung fan ka niya, kahit na ang dami niya ng pinatay, ang dami niya ng pinadampot or whatever man, yun ay fanaticism na. Fan mo siya. Bakit? Kasi pogi siya, kasi pogi yung anak niya, maganda yung anak niya, maganda siya. Diba? Hindi ganon. I-set aside mo yung boundaries ng personal fanaticism mo sa taong yun dahil na-amaze ka kung paano nila pinapatakbo yung sarili nilang buhay. Pero, tingnan mo din kung paano nila pinapatakbo yung bansa mo. Kung paano yung influence nila makaka-affect sa gagawin mo sa buhay mo. Kagaya nga ng sabi ko kanina, even if you worked hard and that government will give you all the burden, it will never be a balance between the two. Minsan, mas matimbang pa yung burden na matatamasa mo kaysa dun sa maiipon mo pag nag-work hard ka. But if there is a balance, katulad ng nagtatrabaho ka, maayos ang trabaho mo, nag-aaral ka ng mabuti, at yung taong yan, tinutulungan ka sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay ng what? Programs for you, pag-iisip ng mga magandang alternatives sa problema or kung sa mga kailangan matugunan, then good. You will benefit from it. Your economy will benefit from it. You will benefit from each other. That's what matters. That's why I told you, ihati mo, draw a line, balance it. I-set aside mo yung personal fanaticism mo sa professional fanaticism mo. Hindi mo siya matatawag ng fanaticism kung professional level. Yung ablaze ka na and you're amazed by how that person is going to utilize that skill. That is what is needed here in the Philippines. In all of the countries, not only here in the Philippines. If you think like that, there will be no problem. But if you think about only your personal fanaticism or your personal crush on that person, please stop doing that. I tell you, for the next 6 years, I don't know about you. I mean, diba? Hindi natin alam kung ano mangyayari sa susunod ng mga taon. Pero isipin nyo yung ganong katagal na taon or katagal na mga taon, manggagaling yun sa kung ano ang ginagawa mo sa kasalukuyan. It will reflect from what you do on the present. At the present, rather. I hope you learned something today. Okay? I hope that I gave you a gist of what politics really mean or what really means. I hope that I gave you a lot of insights. Sa tingin ko, napaisip ko din naman kayo. Sana na-open ko yung dapat ma-open sa inyo kahit hindi ito ganun katagal. I hope that you will learn something from it, na mag-gain kayo ng insight lalo na para bukas. And I hope that you will choose and vote wisely about the people that you're betting on. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Once again, this is Jenny from the Nightcast Podcast and Dreaming with a Chow. Bye!